Hi, my name is Matthew Henderson. I'm a program manager working on Azure Mobile Services. Today I'm going to show you how to authenticate against your .NET mobile services using Azure Active Directory. Azure Active Directory is a fantastic enterprise identity management solution, perfect for when you want to build mobile line of business employee-facing applications. So the material that I'm going to be covering today is the client flow. What that means is we'll be using the Active Directory authentication library to obtain a token on the client device and then pass that up to mobile services. It's covered in the tutorial you see on screen here, and we'll be walking through the steps here today. So to start things off, let's take a look at the Azure Management Portal. I'm currently looking at my Active Directory, and we can see that I have a user set up already. This is the user I'm going to be signing into my application with. So if I go over to mobile services, I'll see that I actually don't have a mobile service at the moment. So let's go ahead and create one. I'm going to call it ADAL demo. And I'm going to define it as a .NET mobile service. Since I don't have a database, I'll need to create one and create a server. And now, mobile services is going to go create a new backend for me in the cloud. And what we'll do is we'll be expanding the quick start for Windows Store. So I'll be able to right away download an application that's ready to go, doing a sample to-do list app. And then we'll add authentication to it and make sure that our endpoints are protected so that unauthenticated users can't access them. So now that my mobile service is created, let's drill in. I'll be creating a Windows Store application today, starting from scratch. Go ahead and download my project. And I'm going to download a publishing profile, which allows me to push my code up to the cloud when I'm ready. So let's go ahead and extract our mobile service. And open that up. So as you can see, we have two projects here. One is a Windows 8.1 app. The other is a mobile service application. At the moment, we're set up to do local debugging. So our app is going to target the local host. But since I want to go ahead and push things up to the cloud, we'll go ahead and comment that out and bring in our actual credentials. And I'll go ahead and push my mobile service to the cloud using the publishing profile that we just downloaded. And now we can see our mobile service is up and running in the cloud. And if I go and run my Windows 8.1 app, we'll see that it's able to pull some information from our mobile service, including these two items. And if I want, I can always go create more items. So that's the basic to-do app. And now we want to take it and modify it so that it can only be accessed from users of our that are in our Active Directory tenant. So we'll go ahead into the two item controller, and we'll go ahead and decorate that with the authorized level attribute. In particular, I'm going to give it the mobile service authentication level of user. So this just says that this controller can only be accessed by a user that's already logged in. And so now if I push that change up to the cloud, what should happen is when we run our application against mobile services, we'll get a 401 unauthorized exception. So let's try that out. And sure enough, we can no longer access the application. So now let's set things up with AAD. There are a couple steps here. First, since we're doing a client flow, we'll need to make our mobile service registered as a resource within AAD. Then we'll need to register the application so that AAD knows about it. And last, we'll need to add some code that allows the client application to actually access that resource. So to start, let's head over to our mobile services portal and take a look at this identity tab. If we scroll down, we'll see Windows Azure Active Directory available, and we'll see a couple of credentials that we need. First is the app URL, which is the way that AAD will uniquely identify the resource in a friendly way. What we'll do is we'll use that value to provision things and get a client ID from AAD. So heading back into the AAD portal, I'll drill into my tenant and applications. And now I'll create a new application, one that my organization developed. And we'll be creating a web application web API. I'm going to call it doll demo. And I'll paste in the value that I copied from the mobile services portal here. Now that that's provisioned, I can drill in and extract the client ID that I need from a mobile service. And so at this point, we've now set up our mobile service as a resource within AAD. Next, we'll actually need to register the application. And to do that, we'll need to have the return URI, which in the case of Windows Store is the package SID value. You can get that value by associating your app with the Windows Store. I'm going to reserve a new app name. And now my app is going to be associated. So next, if I head over to the Windows Store Developer Center and refresh, we'll see that our Adal Demo application is available. If I go to edit this application, drill into Services, and go to the Live Services site, we'll see that we now have a package SID value available. I'll copy that and use it in my AAD provisioning process. So back in the Azure Management portal, we'll scroll down to AAD. And in the same way, we'll go into the Applications tab and create a new application. But this time, we're going to be creating a native client application. I'll paste the package SID value here. And so now we've registered our application to within AAD. The next step is to actually give the client application permission to access the resource. And to do that, we'll actually have to edit the manifest for our mobile backend. So I'll go ahead and save that value, that here. And we'll open that with Visual Studio. And I'll actually paste in an app permission, which is default and available in the tutorial. We'll override the fact that this is currently blank and save it. Back in the portal, we'll now upload the changes that we've made. So what we've done is just defined a permission to access the resource that is our mobile service. And if we go into the native client registration, we now see our mobile service available in the application permission section. And we'll delegate the permission that we just created. So now that our backends now that everything is provisioned within AAD, we just need to make sure that the application itself actually triggers a login event. So within my main page for my Windows Store app, we'll go ahead and update the onNavigated to function. So whenever the application starts up, we'll be able to log in our users. I'll have to make this async because I'm going to await a new function. And we'll go ahead and grab that pre-configured. Now, next step that we need to do is actually provide definitions for some of these functions. This is using the Active Directory authentication library that I mentioned earlier. If we go into our NuGet Packet Manager and search online, we'll now see we have the Active Directory authentication library available. We'll go ahead and install this. And now we can resolve these parameters. There are three credentials that we need to provide in order for the authentication flow to work. One is the authority. This just says which tenant I need to actually look at in order to perform the login operation. Next is the resource URI. That's going to be the value that we copied from the mobile services original, the WAC login, WAC AAD endpoint. And last is the client ID that we obtained from registering the native client application. So we'll go and grab each of these values in turn. For the authority endpoint, it's going to be rooted at login.windows.net, followed by your tenant name. For the resource URI, we can go back into the portal. Let's not do that. For the resource URI, we can use the URL for our mobile service. Followed by WAC login, WAC AAD. And last is the client ID, which we get from the native client registration. And so now the basic flow is, we'll use the Active Directory authentication library to acquire a new token, and then we'll pass that up to the mobile service in a JSON payload. At this point, we'll be logged in, and we'll be able to access the service we'll access the endpoints that we had earlier. So now the login screen will appear, and I can sign in with my credentials. And now we're logged in, and I can see the user ID that was issued to me. As well, we should be able to see our to-do items that we protected by the authorized level endpoint. So now we've protected our mobile service APIs with Azure Active Directory, and they can only be accessed by users who have logged in from our tenant. If you'd like to follow along, please go check out the tutorial I mentioned earlier. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me. My name is Matthew Henderson, and my Twitter handle is MattCHenderson. Thank you.